It's Finn Harps 3, UCD 0. Harps on the attack again. Substitute Johnny Bradley fires one in. Yes, well saved by the UCD goalkeeper, Dara Kavanagh, who has certainly been the busier of the two goalkeepers tonight, but he's already been picking the ball out of the back of his net on three occasions. And Harps look to be safely on their way into the last 16 of the Sports Direct FAI Cup, because this has been a good performance from them. And they've got the goals that that performance has deserved. On the half hour, Grady Lombardo opening the scoring in spectacular fashion, striking one in from around about, just inside the box, off his left boot, and into the top corner past Derek Kavanagh. Harps much the better team in that first half. They had other opportunities, and the feeling among some of the Harps fans that I was speaking to at the break was that, well, Harps had played well, but were they going to rue those missed chances? But that hasn't been the case, because right at the start of the second half, Hans Mbongo saw his penalty kick saved by Derek Kavanagh. The goalkeeper had fouled either Zirak in the lead up to that penalty. Mpongo's effort saved by the goalkeeper, but the new signing made up for it just a few minutes later. On 53, he made a 2-0 for Harps. Again, Zurich involved. Both of these players, new arrivals here at Finn Park, as the full-time whistle goes in the background. Zurich robbed the UCD defender, Colin Bolton, and Mbongo was played in goal. His shot took a wee bit of a slight deflection, which brought the ball up and over the goalkeeper, and it was 2-0 to Harps. The third came on 64 minutes. Mbongo's shot saved by the goalkeeper, but Tony McNamee followed up and was able to turn the ball home from close range. Mbongo, the player whose signing was confirmed today by Harps, the Dutch forward, was actually brought off with around about 17 minutes to go. He was replaced by Gavin Hodgson, and he received a warm round of applause from the Harps supporters, who could well have a fairly good signing on their hands. This player showed so much promise in that match tonight. He got his goal, okay, he missed the penalty, but even the fact that he took that penalty, certainly not lacking in confidence, because he took charge of that situation when Harps won that spot kick. And while his penalty kick was saved by Kavanagh, he made up for it by scoring Harps second soon after. So Harps into the last 16, and that's a first victory for them against the Students. This is their fourth meeting this season, and that's Harps' first time to beat them in this campaign. And you'd like to think perhaps that this might kickstart another good run of results for a team that have been playing well in recent weeks. And of course, the fact that they're into the second round, or into the third round of the FAI Cup, is another little boost for Kevin McHugh's team, who again included a number of new faces tonight. We had Owen Brogan making his first appearance here at Finn Park. He made his debut last weekend. He played well in midfield, and Eder Zirak, the man involved in the penalty and in Harp's second goal, also played well on the left side. So the other action tonight in the FAI Senior Cup didn't really serve up any notable results of any surprise. All the teams that you would expect to win appear to have done so, including Derry City, who recorded a big victory at Treaty United tonight. They won by 5-1. Liam Boyce with a couple of goals in that one. Shamrock Rovers are still playing at Tallaght Stadium, but they look to be on their way to victory against Wexford. They lead by 3-0. Sligo, they're in injury time down at Oriel Park, where they're up against Dundalk, but Sligo Rovers are 2-0 up in that one. And the cup holders, Drogheda United, safely through to the next stage of the competition as well, following a 5-0 victory against Crumlin United. Next up for Harps is a home fixture here, back in the First Division, next Friday night against Cove Ramblers. But for tonight, it's been a good result and a good performance and a good display from a number of their new signs, including the front man Hans Mbongo, who is among the goals in a 3-0 victory. It's finished. Finn Harps 3, UCD 0.